Friday, the 21st of September, Erev Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman, Chi of Mechila for Erev Yom Kippur.
Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisrael. Today it's Erev Yom Kippur. It says in Halacha that you shouldn't learn that much and eat more. So therefore, we're going to, in Mitzvah, try to mekayim that, the Hidur Gadol. Rabbi Yisrael, I just want to speak about the Chi of Mechila that we have to ask from each other today. And not all of you have the sheets, but okay, we'll do it early for those who don't have the sheets. Rashi and Chumash brings down to one place that it says that he learns from there, Mikan l'mishim rak shemanu mechila shelo yeheh achzori, meaning that if a person's being asked to forgive, he should not be achzori from forgiving. The word achzori literally is translated cruel, but it really means it comes from the two words achzar, nothing but a foreigner. And Yiddishkeit achzari is not someone who's necessarily a monster. It could be a very polite person he's called achzari. Achzari means that he's not connecting to the pain of the other fellow Jew. So if someone comes and asks mechila with remorse, with charata, and the other party tells him no, so that means he's acting in a cruel way because he's not connecting to the pain of that person. Now where does Rashi learn it from? So it's the pasuk in Parshas Bechukos, Bamidbar Kaf Aleph Zayin, after the story of the Nechashim, the serpents over there. Vayovo ha'am al Moshe vayomu chatanu ki dibanu b'Hashem avach, hitpolen l'Hashem yasum alenu asanachash, vayispar al Moshe ba'ad ha'am. And Rashi says over there, vayispar al Moshe mikan, here is the source, l'mi shemakshim v'anu mechila, shelo yehe achzori milimchol. Bnei Yisrael spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, and they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, please daven for us, and Moshe Rabbeinu immediately replied. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah, in Bava Kamma learns it from a different pasuk. In Perek HaChoyvel, that says, after you pay all your payments, Nezik Tzar, Yipu Yishevitz, Boishevitz, nevertheless says the Mishnah in Bava Kamma Dav Tzadik Beis, in Vax Gimel, Abba Pishu Noisen Lo, Eino Nimcho Lo, Atshi Vakish Meno. Then the Gemara, Mishnah goes on saying, Uminayin Shelo Yeh HaMoichel Achzari, the exact wording of Rashi. Where do we know from that the Meichel should not be Achzari? Shenema Vayispar Abram El Elokim Vayirpo Elokim Avimelech Vagoymer, that Avram Avinu prayed on the behalf of Avimelech, even though Avimelech took his wife before, and nevertheless he immediately replied and davened for him. So this is the source, Shemoichel Lo Yeh Achzari. Rashi and Chumash didn't say anything on that pasuk of Shemoichel and Avimelech and Avram Avinu. Rashi quotes the Medrash Tam Chuma only 3.5 Chumashim later in Medrash Tam Chuma and Arshas Chukas. So is there any reason why Rashi didn't follow the Mishnah? The Mishnah is a beautiful, meaning you could learn it all or from Vayispal Avram, or you could learn from Yispal Moshe. They're both very good two sources. The Mishnah learned it from Yispal Avram. Rashi there didn't say anything. Rashi said Vayispal only by Moshe Rabbeinu. Why didn't Rashi follow the highest source of Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Mishnah? There, El Gezov Gonish, he said nothing. And he only said it in Parshas Chukas. Maybe if we'll have time later, we'll come back to this question. Meanwhile, think of this question, Mr. Shem, next day of Yom Kippur, we'll try to maybe come up with an answer on that one. But I want to go on by there. I'm sorry? So what if HaMelech was a guy? How much more so? If Avraham Avinu forgave a goy, kamachomer a yid? Maybe not. You know, they say in the Bris Milah, how come when the child comes in before the Bris Milah, they say, Baruch Abba! Then when he leaves, no one says anything. Because when he comes in, he's an Orel. He's like a shtickle goy. We're nice then. Then afterwards, he's a Jew. Just like everybody else. You don't have to say anything special. Okay, maybe that's the shot. Maybe that's what you mean. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Now, the headline in Vax Dalit is of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the headlines were written also by the Baal HaShulchan Aruch, and it says, Shifayetz Odom Chavero Be'erev Yom Kippurim. A person should appease his fellow friend on Erev Yom Kippur. And obviously the question is, only on Erev Yom Kippur? And if a person did something to his friend on Chanukah, he doesn't have to appease his fellow friend? So what's the pshat, Shifayetz Odom Chavero Be'erev Yom Kippurim? So the Mishnah Berurah says on the spot in Vax Hay, Hine, Apo Pisha Gam Bashari Moisashana Mukhoyev Lefayas and Misha Pasha Kenegdo, even though throughout the whole year you're supposed to appease the one you transgressed against. Mikomakum nevertheless, in Ain Lo Panai, if he doesn't have the time, Humamtin Lefayasol Yomacher, he could push it off to another day. Abu Berdium Kippurim, mechuyev letakin akol. On Erev Yom Kippur, he's obligated to rectify everything. Kedei shiitayam mikol avaynasam, kedei chsim, kedei yom azay ichapar alechem mikol chatesechem. The grammar. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? For sure you have to ask for forgiveness the whole year. Just in Erev Yom Kippur, it's the deadline. If not now, when are you going to do it? You have to matar. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, comes out, there's no unique, special obligation to ask mechil on Erev Yom Kippur. You got to do it the whole year. Just in Erev Yom Kippur, it's the deadline. But whatever you do the whole year, do on Erev Yom Kippur. Just throughout the year, we have the flexibility of pushing it off. On Erev Yom Kippur, ilach shav eimatag. Right? But there's no intrinsic different chiyuv on Erev Yom Kippur than throughout the whole year. It's just, you could always push it off, and on Erev Yom Kippur, you cannot push it off anymore. The urgency is more in Erev Yom Kippur. But otherwise, it's the exact same obligation to ask mechila throughout the whole year also. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. I would like to bring a Gemara in Yuma that I think L'chor is Mashma, not like the Chofetz Chaim. Again, according to the Chofetz Chaim, it's Hu Adin the whole year, just the whole year, you have the flexibility of pushing it off. On Erev Yom Kippur, Zeu. So do it now. Let's learn a Gemara in Maseches Yuma in Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis in Bax Vav. A fascinating Gemara. Rav had a Pasik Sidra. Rav was saying over, Rashi says over there, Parshas Mikra Shenabim Shiksuvim, Kamei de Rebbe. Rav was saying, reading over Tanakh in the presence of Rebbe. Ail Ata Rabbi Chia. A few minutes later, up came Rabbi Chia. And says Rashi, began, who are you? Also, Rabbi Chia wanted to join. And they were already in the middle of the parak. Hada L'Resha. So Rav started over again from Pasuk Aleph. In honor of Rabbi Chia, he started later, he started over again from Pasuk Aleph. Ail Bar Kapra. A few minutes later, Bar Kapra came up a few minutes later. Again, Rav Hada L'Resha. For the third time, you're starting now Pasuk Aleph. Ati Rabbi Shimon Berebi. Came Rabbi Shimon Berebi a few minutes later. Again, Hada L'Resha. This could be maybe a mucker. It's Tanoim came late, one after another. So in my classes, I see it always, every few minutes, someone else comes in, they have a mucker from this Gemara. Okay. Ata Rab Chanina Rab Chama. This is already the fourth time of coming in. And he also came in a few minutes late. Again, after Rab Chia came late, after Bar Kappa came late, after Rab Shimon Rebbe came late. Now comes the fourth one late, Rab Chanina. Omar Sarav, who sang the Pasuk, said to himself, Kulei Hai Nezo Venezo? I have to repeat so many times and to start again Pasuk Aleph? Not for the fifth time? What about Rebbe that heard already for four times? Lo hadar. Enough is enough. He didn't go back to Pasuk Aleph on this time. He'll speak. Ikpid Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina had a kpeda. How would you say that in English? A grudge. He had a grudge. Azil Rav Legabei, so Rav, who said the shir, went to Rabbi Chanina, Chleiso Male Diyom HaKippurah. Which means 13 Erev Yom Kippurs. That's 13 years. He went over to him for 13 years to ask Mechila. Velo Yisraelis. And Rabbi Chanina did not forgive us. The Gemara is going to explain soon why. But if I would stop here already, for 13 years he only asked Mechila on Erev Yom Kippur? For 13 long years? He didn't bump into him throughout the year? He didn't meet him in Shul? They live in the same little city. For 1 year, I can understand he didn't have the time, he pushed it off, fine. 2 years, fine. For 13 years, he pushed it off every time, so everyone kept it. According to Chofetz Chaim, it doesn't make so much sense. If there's a chiyuv, the ganzer yor to ask mechila, so for 13 years, you always pushed it off to the last minute. It doesn't make sense. So what's the simple understanding of this Gemara? That there's something unique about Erev Yom Kippur, which does not exist throughout the whole year. And that's the come Rav approached him only on Erev Yom Kippur. But the Chofetz Chaim is right, of course, you have to ask Mechila throughout the year. So question number one, how are we going to work out this point that he asked Mechila for 13 consecutive Erev Yom Kippurs? Let's go on. Rav Chanina, hechi ovidachi. The Gemara is questioning Rav Chanina's behavior. How did he say no for 13 years? V'ha'omar Rava. Rava said in Amora, kol ha'mavir al midoisa, whoever is easygoing with himself, with his fellow friend, Ma'avirim al kol pshara, because the Shpoch will be easy going with him and forgive all his sins. So Rav Chanina, it's nice to be nice. So why were you so tough? And the Gemara's going to answer that he had a dream, pikuach nefesh, we'll see soon. But I want to stop here. If you were writing the Gemara, what would you ask Rav Chanina? From the Mishnah. Rav Chanina, you're transgressing a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amoicha lo yeh achzari. But the Gemara did not ask him from a Mishnah. Rather, the Gemara asked him from a member of Rabbah. Now, why is the Mishnah better? For two reasons. First of all, it's the Mishnah, which is considered, again, the highest form of Tosh Balpeh. Secondly, the Mishnah says it's Naveira not to forgive. To be achzari is a transgression. Rabbah's a nice idea. Call him Naveira, we go to Mavir, no Kop Shav. It's very nice. It's not an obligation. Why do you tackle, ask him from the Mishnah? Rav Chanina, you're violating a Mishnah. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara asked in Rav Chanina from a memra of Rava. Interesting. What happened here? Look at the Taz in Bak Zayin. The Taz on the Shulchan Aruch. Look how he quotes our Gemara. What does he say? V'Gemara parchina v'Rav Chanina echi avid achet. The Gemara asked Rav Chanina, how did you do so? Hatnan hamoichel lo yachzari. You see how the Taz quotes the Gemara? The Taz thought that the Gemara asked from the Mishnah. He's quoting, that's what he's quoting. Hatnan hamoichel lo yachzari. Now, I looked up there, I thought maybe the Taz has a different girsa. I looked up the Digit HaGersoifrin. There is no other girsa. This is only the one. Obviously, the Taz wrote it orally. He wrote his good city from the Shulchan Aruch. I'm just proving from the way the Taz thought that the Gemara is saying. That what's the muskel rishon? What's the logical way to ask in Rav Chanina? You're contradicting a Mishnah. V'araya, look how the Taz, that's how he wrote it. But our Gemara did not ask in Rav Chanina from a Mishnah. Rather, from Rava. Why couldn't the Gemara ask in Rav Chanina from a Mishnah? Again, boys, I want to just be makbid of Fodesh Lataz. He wrote it orally, it's, right? And that's how it was licked and coughed. Licked and coughed, that that's what Gemara asked. But again, an our Gemara doesn't say that. Okay? So, these are the two questions that we have here. Question number one, why did he come only on 13 times Av Yom Kippur, 13 consecutive years? Secondly, why didn't the Gemara question Rav Chanina's behavior based on the Mishnah? Rather, the Gemara did so based on the Memra of Rava. Later on, maybe we'll read the Gemara to find out what Rav Chanina, what's really the reason for Rav Chanina's behavior. Only I'll tell you, he had a dream that he and Rav both are going to be Rosh Hashivah in the same little city. And Ein Malchus Achav Nogev Malchus Chaverta. You can't have both of them Rosh Hashivah. That means one of them will die. So he said, I'll be tough with Rav, and I'll cause him to move on to the city, and like that, both of us will live. But Pikoch Nefesh. The Seder Gomer, so let's go into, I think there's a very interesting point here, which is Nogev to today. Why do you have to ask forgiveness if you did something wrong? If you hurt someone's feelings, why do you have to ask forgiveness? What's the source of that obligation? Because you got to rectify what you did wrong. You got to clean up your mess. You broke someone's window, you pay for the window. And if you broke his heart, you pay for his heart. How do you pay with the heart? Not with pounds or dollars, with words. But it's part of what's called tikkun hama'uvas. What does tikkun hama'uvas mean? To rectify the wrongdoing. You did something wrong, go ahead and take care of it. Tavo em v'tekaneach tzoyas b'no. Something like that. Something, you left a mess, clean up. That's one simple way of understanding why you have to ask mechila. And of course, this is nogea to the whole year. You did something wrong, go ahead and fix it. Let's give a look, though, in the tour in Bakshet. He gives another reason why you have to ask mechila. So the tour is in Aruch Chaim Simon Tafei Shvab. He starts off with the halachas pertaining Erev Yom Kippur. How do you ask mechila? You got to go a few times, etc. And then towards the end, I mean, in the middle, it's like in the middle of a line. You'll see right above where it says Perek Tezvav. But Oisin Ken, why do you do so? Kedei Sheyeh Lev Kol Yisrael Sholem Kol Echadim Chavero Lo Yeh Malkom Lasotem Lekatro Galem. Meaning we have to become united. We all have to have one heart, and therefore we have to ask shalom for each other. Why? That the satan should not mekatrig on us. On these days, I say to the tshuva Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, we have dealings with the satan. La arvav is a satan and Rosh Hashanah, and sayil la azazel is brought to the satan. The whole year we have nothing to do with the satan, but these days you do, and we have to impress the satan that he should see that we're good people. And then quotes the Torah, the hachi isur b'perek tezvav and pirkei avot. Ra'as Samael Shalonim Sachet Bi Yisrael Yom Kippurim. Samael is the Satan. He sees that the Jewish people are without any sins in Yom Kippur. But Omer, and he himself comes and tells the Kodesh Bochu, Ribon HaOlam, Master of the Universe, Yesh Lecha Am Echad Ba'oretz, Kemalochei Asharis, you have one a nation in the world which who are like angels. Ma Malochei Asharis Yichofei Regel, just like Malochei Asharis go barefoot. Af Yisrael Yichofei Regel, also the Jewish people go barefoot. B'Yom HaKippurim. Ma Malochei Asharis Ein Lem Kvitza, which literally means they don't jump around. Af Yisrael Ein Lem Kvitza Omdim Al Raglein B'Yom HaKippurim. They stay put and stand on their feet. Ma Malochei Asharis Nekiim Mikol Chet, just like Malochei Asharis are clean from all averes. Kach Yisrael Nekiim Mikol Chet. And here comes the punchline. Ma Malochei Asharis Shalom B'Nehem. Kach Yisrael B'Yom HaKippurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomea Idusa Min HaMekatrigim U'Mechaper Alem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears that the Satan is giving us such great grades, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malchus. So our job is to impress the Satan that he should think that we're like Malachim. Therefore there should be Shalom amongst us, because there's no Machlokes between the Malachim, and therefore we have to impress them with our unity, and we have to ask Mechila from each other. So there's two reasons why we have to appease each other. One, tikkun hamu'uvas. The other is that the Satan should look at us and say, these people are like angels. Oysa shalom v'mraimov. Peace. What's the difference between these two explanations? If you have to ask mechila because tikkun hamu'uvas, or you have to ask mechila to impress them, the Satan, that we're good, nice people. What's the nafkamina? First of all, tikkun hamu'uvas is the whole year. To impress the Satan, that's only an Yom Kippur. The whole year we have nothing to do with the Satan. But at a practical level, what's the nafka mina if I go ask forgiveness from my fellow friend because I did something wrong and I have to rectify it? Or I go ask mechila from my fellow friend because I want to perpetuate the unity of the Jewish people? What's the difference? That's his nafka mina. I'm speaking from the Michael's point of view. What would you say? What's the nafka mina? I'll give you one nafka mina and I want you to tell me another one. If Reuben spoke Lashon Hara about Shimon, and he caused him a financial damage as a result of that, but Shimon's not aware of it. So when Reuben comes to Shul every morning, Shimon gives him a very nice hello, because Shimon doesn't know what he did behind his back. Does he have to go ask Mechila and tell him, you know, I spoke about you, Lashon Hara, please forgive me? If it's because Tikkun HaMe'uvas, definitely so. I broke your mirror of your car. You don't know it's me, but it's really me. I got to go tell him that. I caused him a damage. He doesn't know it's me. I should tell him. But if it's to perpetuate the unity of the Jewish people, there's no problem. Why is it no problem? Because there's no friction. He doesn't know about it. Now, Chonu said, there's a story here regarding the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. You know, the Rabbi Saul Salanter did not give a hasgama to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Look at, you can see, the Chofetz Chaim, the hasgama that he has from the Gedolim in his time, where Mitzvah Salanter lived then, there's no hasgama from Mitzvah Salanter. Why did the Chofetz Chaim ask a hasgama from Mitzvah Salanter? He did. But the Mitzvah Salanter didn't want to give him one. Why not? He told him, it's a gavaldik chibur, but you pass in one psak halacha over there, that if you speak Lashon Hara about someone and the other party doesn't know about it, you should go ask Mechila. I disagree. But the Chofetz Chaim says, he has to ask Mechila. How could he rectify what he did wrong? So he won't rectify. So he'll burn in hell a little bit. Because you want to save yourself from burning from hell, you're allowed to break someone else's heart? To go tell him, I spoke about the Lashon Hara, and to cause him to be upset? The Chofetz Chaim told him, but I got a mocha from the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah said so. Said to himself, Wanda, I disagree, even with the Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Chofetz Chaim says, I'm sorry, I passed my Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah told him, fine, but I can't give you a hasgama then. Fine. So there's no hasgama. I get to be over there. Right? But according regarding Tikkun HaMe'uvas, you have to ask Mechila, like the Chofetz Chaim paskens, even if the other party doesn't know. But if it's to remove friction, there is no friction. On the contrary, if you'll tell them about it, there may be friction. So then tell them home at all. So that's one of giving that if it's Tikkun HaMe'uvas, yes. And if it's perpetuating unity, you don't. Let's think about opposite case. When will you have to ask Mechila because Tikkun HaMe'uvas? But you will not have to ask Mechila. I'm sorry, when will you have to ask Mechila because unity? And you will not have to ask Mechila because they're going to move us. What?
He thinks he did something wrong, but he didn't.
He thinks he did something good. Good.
Or if he's in the wrong.
It's the same idea. What happens if Reuben and Shimon had a machlekes, and Reuben's right, and Shimon is wrong? Does Reuben still have to ask Mechila from Shimon? How do you know he's right? Because Reuben thinks he's right. Yeah, that's nothing. We always think right. They went to Rabbi Yoshiv and Rabbi Yosef, the highest source possible, said that Reuven is right. And he even had a pella on Shimon while he was arguing about it. That's what Rabbi Yosef talked. And they come out of Rabbi Yosef's room, and Reuven looks and sees that Shimon has a grudge against him. But Rabbi Yosef just not said that he's 100% right. Does Reuven have to go ask Mechila from Shimon, even though Rabbi Yosef said that Reuven is right and Shimon is wrong? If it's because tikkun hamu'uvas, rectifying the wrongdoing, no. Rabbi Yosef said he's right. But if it's to bring out unity, and the other fellow has a grudge against you, and the only way to erase that grudge is asking Mechila, you have to ask Mechila even if you're right. Because you have to bring out the unity. Now, basically, this sounds like a big chiddush, but I want to show you us married people that we know in the best marriages, the following scenario, and don't play naive as if you don't know it. You come home one night, and you say, hi, hello. Or you come back one morning from shul, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everything? Fine. Anything wrong? No. Did I do anything wrong, my dear wife? You don't know? That's what Jewish women answer. You don't know? You're a smart boy. Think a little bit. I'm sure you'll find out. So you go to your little corner. I don't know what I do. I mean, I'd love to know, but I don't know. I don't have a clue what it's about. Then you start thinking, oh yeah, last night we went to her uncle and aunt, and we rented their house at 6:30, and we made up with each other at 7:30, we'll leave. And I stayed another 10 minutes, and we left at 7:40. So we had to open 7:40, and she left. And she got with me. But she was having a ball. She really liked it by her uncle and aunt. She wanted to stay longer. But you made up an hour. And you didn't get any SMS on the phone that you should stay another 10 minutes, so you got to come up. But you should have known it, that she's having a lot of fun, and on your own, you should have stayed a few more moments. Ma'isim b'cholion. So the fellow says to himself, I'm 100% right. I'm sorry. We had an agreement. After an hour, I give another 10 minutes bonus. I'm not supposed to know that we're supposed to stay longer. But your wife doesn't buy that. So what do you do? So the foolish people, the first couple minutes say, you know, I got to set myself from time to time. I'm right, and we're going to leave it like that. So the ones who aren't so brave after 3 minutes change their mind. The brave ones after 8 minutes. That's the difference between 3 to 8. And after 8 minutes, you decide, you know what? So what if I'm right? So what? The kids now have to see a little tension in the house? Because I'm right? I'm going to ask Mechila even though I'm right. And you go up to your wife and you say, could you please forgive me because what I did you? I always told the girls in the Mechila, don't do the following. Are you really asking Mechila? You just want to be cute. let him off. Now, if you would have asked that husband at that time when he's asking Mechila from his wife, then his wife doesn't hear. Now, do you really feel to blame? No. So why are you doing this? Shalom bais. Is there anybody in this room that didn't happen to him once a month? Anybody in this room? Shalom bais. So you ask Mechila even though you're right. Why? For the sake of Shalom Bayis. That's what you got to do in Yom Kippur. To ask Mechila, even though you're right. You want to put it this way? With your wife, the ganze yor is Yom Kippur. Put it that way. With your wife, the whole year is Yom Kippur. You have to ask Mechila, even though you're right. That's what you see from this door. Let's go now back to the Gemara and Yoma. Why do you think Rav asked Mechila only on Yom Kippur? Because he thought he was right. He had to repeat the shir over and over and over again. You know what? If it would happen again, he would do it again. So why is he asking Mechila? Shalom Bayis. That's all in Erev Kippur. So Chofetz Chaim spoke when you know you're wrong. When you know you're wrong, you have to ask Mechila throughout the whole year. But if you're right, then you have to ask Mechila only on Erev Kippur, and that's the Pshat in the Gemara and Yuma. He thought that he's right. What do you say? I have a Mitzvah Shemaka for this from the Sfas Emes on the Gran Yuma. Give a look in box 10, the last box on the page. Ikpid Rav Chanina Ozil Rav Legabin. So the Sfas Emes is tackling from a different angle. How did Akpid Rav Chanina? Avakar Shalai Mukhan Lav Zobishvah? Why did Rav Chanina have a grudge? What, Rav had to repeat again and again and again? What did he want? That's what Sfas Emes asked from Rav Chanina. He answers, Av Shalai Yakidin Mashikpid. Rav Chanina was wrong for having a grudge. Azil Rav Lefaisel, Rav nevertheless went to appease him. The Abba Yom HaKippurim Ikat Peida, and Yom HaKippurim there's an issue, she itpayes echad im chavero, that you should appease your fellow friend, the ein nafkuta, it doesn't make a difference, im atzedek imo v'mashik pidel avolo, it doesn't make a difference if the other party is right or wrong for having a grudge. Mikomakom nevertheless, tzachim itpayes. I'm such a spazemus. Rav approached them, not because he had remorse and charata, I did something wrong. Then he would approach them throughout the year also. But, I was right. You have to handle a share. But, I'm going to go ask Mechila and Yom Kippur. How does that answer now the story with Rav Chanina? Why didn't the Gemara ask on him from the Mishnah? Push it now. Rav Chanina is not adult. He understood, why is he approaching me only on Yom Kippur? He sees me throughout the year 50 times. He never asks Mechila. Because he thinks he's right. Rav Chanina did the same one as also. He thinks he's right. And he's just asking to be nice. If I say no to such a kind of request, you cannot call me Achzari. What does Achzari mean? You're not connecting to the pain of the other person who's asking. There's no pain here. Rav did not feel remorse and regret and his heart is broken. Rav said, I would do it again. But he's asking Mechila only for what purpose? Like we do with our wives, for Shalom Bayis. Me, Meila, there's no, you can't blame Rav Chanina, hey, you're an Achzari. You could ask him, but isn't it nice to be nice? From the memory of Rabbah. But there's no room to ask him Rav Chanina anymore from the Mishnah. So what comes out from here? Today, on Erev Yom Kippur, you have to ask Mechila for other people, even though you're right. Some could say it's easier to ask Mechila when you know you're right, and when you know when you're wrong, it's harder. Some could say the opposite. When you know you're wrong, of course you understand you have to ask Mechila. I'm right, and I still have to go ask for Mechila? That's what it says there. That's what Rob did for 13 years on Erev Yom Kippur. And that's what we do. Like we say, like I said before, always in our home. For the sake of Shalom, you should ask Mechila, even if you're right. And maybe it's a little bit swallowing your pride. Ein ma lasot. If you know that another fellow has a grudge against you, even though you are convinced that you're right and the other fellow is wrong, he has no basis for his grudge, you should nevertheless call up an Erev Yom Kippur and ask Mechila. Now, do you have to lie about it? I don't think so. Meaning, do you have to call up and say, forgive me, I was wrong, when you know you were right? I don't think you have to do that. For the sake of showing, you're allowed to lie also, but I think you could do it without it. You could say, I could say, we all could say, listen, you know, we had something a few months ago, and since then we had a friction, and we had a little bit of running, please forgive me. And let's try to make sure that from now on we'll just be the Shalom V'Ahava. But to go say I was wrong when you're wrong, I don't think that's your chiyuv. Ad kenei kach. If that's the only way you could get the mechila, maybe you got to do that also. Mutar l'shanus l'nei Hashalom. I don't know. But diplomatically, you could do it. Go and ask mechila, even though you're right over side. That's what we're supposed to do. So the Satan should look down on us and say, "Mi ka'amcha Yisrael." Rabbi said we should have a Gemar Chassim Toiva and a good Gemar Shtior, and I want to ask from all of you Mechila, even though I'm right. Thank you.